Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio live from Radio Row in New Orleans. We got a lot of great guests coming the next couple of days. Colleen Wolf's going to join us.
Wolf.
We'll have Kurt Warner later in the week, Greg Olson. So we're excited for the next few days here on Radio Row. Not as excited for Kellen Moore to coach his last game as the Eagles offense coordinator on Sunday. It certainly seems we are heading there.
He'll be all right.
So, well, they'll probably be all right. But nothing's official because everyone's kind of just like saying it's not official, but obviously it is. So here's Adam Schefter yesterday on Kellen Moore and the very high likelihood that he's about to take the Saints job as soon as the Super Bowl ends.
They're waiting, and they're waiting to talk to Kellen Moore, and they're waiting to make sure that they give the Eagles absolutely zero evidence that they've tampered with the guy until after the game. But the fact that they don't have a coach tells you everything you need to know about where this is going.
Well, I mean, so the funny part is that tampering thing, that was 2 years ago, Gannon, the Cardinals, right?
And yeah.
I think that, I'm trying to remember what the compensation was. Didn't they come around on draft night and made the Eagles and Cardinals swap picks or something?
Yeah, something like that. It was something, they got compensated.
Yeah, the Cardinals got they got docked a draft pick. So the Saints don't want to get in trouble. That's why this whole thing's on ice. He's the coach.
Yeah, and it's kind of, I mean, hey, congratulations to him. Don't have a quarterback coming into a situation that's tumultuous. As best with everything they got going on. So, yeah, it's one of those things. If this is what you want to do, bro, I mean, hey, opportunities like this don't come along often. So I guess you got to take advantage of it. But, boy, I tell you, he ain't working with a whole lot.
No, he's not. I wonder if he's – because remember there was a story a week ago that he was unsure if he wanted to take the job?
Yeah.
I wonder if he used this whole thing for leverage. Like, hey, I can't talk to you to get an extra year on that contract. Because it's going to be a slow build for him. They're not going to be good for a few years.
Yeah. And not only that, like I said, I alluded to, everything else that the Saints have going on for them right now. They need some good publicity.
Yeah, because it's a lot of bad publicity.
Yeah, it's a lot going on with them right now.
Yeah, so, do you have any worry that it's a distraction for him this week? I don't.
Well,
I don't. Go ahead.
The type of distraction where we're going to suffer from it, no, I don't think that. I think that, there was a time, probably early in the week, there was talk about it. But now you got to lock in and get ready for this.
For me, when they're actually doing the interviews, that's when I think they're distracted. Like earlier in the playoffs. Like it's his job now. Now it's just about signing a contract and they'll introduce him next week.
But they say the hay is in the barn now.
Yeah, right. I doubt this week it's really a significant thing. Now maybe, who knows, behind the scenes, maybe he's sending calls and texts about setting up his staff and that's distracting. I don't think.
Well, I will say this to that.
He's got to get ready.
There are certain people that probably are in his inner circle.
That they're ready to go.
That they probably got the green light to say, hey, hold tight. Something about to shake, this tree about to shake or whatever.
Well, some of those guys might be on the Eagles staff, like his quarterback coach that's gone with him to different spots.
Yeah.
Nussmeier, he might go with him. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Jerry, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Jerry.
Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. What's happening, fellas? How we doing down there?
What's up?
Having a good time? It's a good time down there. I've been through there a couple times, so it's a good time down there.
Before we get started
on the conspiracy theories, Gary Chuckhorn guy is going to be at Chickens and Peace on Friday the 21st from 2 to whenever. Chop it up with whoever wants to meet me. So I'm going to be up there. Mm-hmm. So anybody's listening, I'll be at Chickies and Peace on the 21st. It's the two
21st
Fridays now. So.
Chickies. All right, so write that down.
Yep,
I will.
To celebrate our Eagles Super Bowl victory, and I'll have father Jr. jersey on. So,
all right.
Okay.
We'll see you there,
all right.
Jerry.
Okay, I'll be there.
Hugh put it in his calendar.
Yeah, good. Sure, yeah. I'm going to chop it up with Hugh. We got some stuff to talk about. So,
like Bigfoot.
All right. So I got another to Hugh.
Definitely. Yes.
I done already struck FanDuel for $272 for future bets. Future bets is where it's at. Okay, I put them back in September, and I just landed them when they won the NFC Championship, and I got another $400 or $500 to go on Sunday when they win again.
That is future. The way to do it, Jerry. I like the futures too.
Okay,
yeah.
I might take
you get good odds. You just got to wait a while, right?
You just got to wait a little bit, but you only need to do $10. I bet on everything that's on there pretty much, basketball, hockey, you name it, I do it. Yeah. I only do $10 a day, and I only do 50-cent parlays, and I'm 50-cent parlays, and I'm ahead on FanDuel for a course of a year of over $250. So, I'm just telling you, that's my theory.
We need your help on our parlays. I mean, we don't do
because
well.
I don't think you guys have hit any all year. I've been following them. I think
thanks
you might have hit
reminder.
One.
Yeah, we have not.
We hit the first one, week one.
Oh, no, we did.
Yeah, I know, and I haven't heard a winner since then. So
Jerry,
I'm giving you some insight on my theory.
Letting you know, if Kenny Gainwell doesn't get knocked out with a concussion, we clear that with ease.
We're half
a yard off. Half yard.
I would have to. Don't worry, I would have to. I'm on that. I was on that one also. Okay. But, so, here's my thing. I'm not blaming the refs because the refs are being told to what calls to make by the NFL. It's not the refs. It's not them individually. It's the whole NFL itself.
There's a lot of money involved. The refs are pawns.
There's a lot of money involved. You got the Taylor Swift effect, which makes the ratings of the NFL go up. The NFL playoff ratings were down this year, 16% from last year. Okay? So there's a lot of things involved that go along with this conspiracy theory, and part of it's true, but part of it's not.
So what part do I believe?
That's where I'm trying. I'm still trying to figure that out. I believe it's more true than not true because I've watched so many of these calls and plays and I've had money on a lot of them, and there's a lot of fishy stuff that goes along with when these guys make these calls. And
this is a joke, quite frankly.
Jerry, we appreciate it. So, Jerry, who's patting himself on the back for his 50-cent parlay.
That's a 50-cent parlay.
21st of February, you'll meet him there at Chickie.
He'll be there. Celebrate.
Were you promoting that event?
I guess we just did. I mean,
meet Jerry so we can trash all your parlays that you've made all season long. Jerk.
Don't trash them. Oh, jeez. This is where we're going. And it's only Tuesday. It's only Tuesday.
Jerry came in strong there with that. Yeah, he did.
Hey, look, it sounded like we got quieter. Did we feel kind of bad because we were loud? Mm. Now we're trying to conform. Don't be conforming now, Joe. We ain't conformed all this
well,
time.
I didn't want to get louder. I didn't want to yell at Jerry like I yelled at Tony for all his. Let's go to Rick, who's going to help us put this idea to bed. What's up, Rick?
Hey, first, thanks to all you guys for broadcasting from New Orleans, man. It's bringing some Super Bowl energy back here, and I'm loving it.
You got it, Rick. Well, we're happy to be here, and I'm not sure everyone else is happy to be here because we're the loudest.
What more could you expect from Philly, man?
That's right. And Hugh, we came here loud and brash, and then we'll be kicked out at the end.
Yeah, screw those guys.
Thanks to Hugh for packing up his Xbox and dealing with that crappy Wi-Fi down there in that hotel. So we appreciate it.
I have not been here. And today is the reset for Destiny. I cannot play. I cannot get
play?
On.
What's that mean?
That means I'm stuck.
What about your clan?
I gotta wait. My clan, they just got to wait. The clan got to wait till I get back.
Excuse me?
The clan has to wait till I get back. As we are
right,
in
so
the
here,
South.
Here's my thing, right? I'm not buying into this.
I'm not buying
into this conspiracy theory stuff, right? But there's no denying that the NFL has a perception problem here. And, Joe, you mentioned it earlier. So I think that, you know, we need to focus on how do they fix it. So my suggestion is if we think these guys, you know, are seeing something we're not seeing, why don't they wear body cams and let's see what the ref sees? Take that out of the game here. You know, let's replay what they saw. Maybe they saw something we didn't see. I don't know.
You know, that would be fun. Actually, of all the suggestions, that one – Like, if they, imagine if there was a cam, Hugh, a body cam of the ref, right? The ref that makes the call on a big play, and then the NFL puts it on their YouTube page afterwards.
See how they see it.
It would get millions of
views. Yeah, people would watch that, and they still wouldn't be satisfied.
Well,